I hear the whistle and press my calves against him, and we're off. Harry shoots forward like a coiled spring, so compressed his haunches feel like they're right under me. I tighten my fingers. No, 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 Harry, not yet. I'll let you, but not yet. And his ears prick forward, together this time. And he says, all right. And gives me a collected canter that feels like a rocking horse, so high on the up and so low on the down. And we rock around the corner and approach the first jump, and he asks me, now? And I say, no. And he says, now? And I say, no. And then a stride later, I can tell he's about to ask again, but before he can, I say, yes. And he's off, and I don't have to do anything else. Won't have to until we're over and on the other side, and then I'll just have to ask him again. And he'll do it, because he loves me. And we're one. There's the flap, flap, flap of leather on leather, the heavy incalzando of hoofbeats. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. And then a massive push, 100,000 compressed pounds exploding forth before silence. As we arc over the fence, the only parts of me in contact with anything are my calves and hands and the balls of my feet, although it looks like I'm lying on him, so forward am I, and curved around his neck, with my face alongside where his mane would be if it weren't braided into a row of nubby topknots. And then, bang, we've landed. And as soon as his front hooves make contact with the ground, I'm back in the saddle and we're headed toward the brick wall, and it's perfect. I can tell we're going to be clear because that's just the way it is. We're flying now. And it's a wonder to me that we touch the ground at all, because clearly we don't need to over one, two, three more fences. I lose remembrance of the order of it, but don't need to remember because I feel it. Looked at it until it became part of my being, and here we are at the spread now, where White Knight and Fritto Misto both refused, but not Harry. On and past to the water, and I'm letting him now, trusting him, and we're flying. I bring him in on the turn, just like Marjorie said. And now we're headed for the double oxer. Only the combination left between us and the finish. And if we clear just one more, the ribbon is in the bag and we're off to the Rolex Kentucky. And who knows, maybe the Olympics. Because why not? Because anything and everything is possible.